Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start with boxing as TalkSport brings you exclusive radio commentary of Joe Joyce's heavyweight bout with Joseph Parker for the WBO interim title. It's live from the Manchester Arena tonight, I'll have you know.
WBO number one, Joe, fighting WBO number two, Joe. These two are no ordinary Joes. They're two exceptional fighters, and I think we're going to get something a bit special on the night.
Joe, the juggernaut, Joe!
I obviously didn't need to take this fight, but the fans want to see it, and I think it's a great step up.
And Joyce is teeing off, and Steve Gray steps in and stops it.
He's 6'6", he's 18 stone, he's ripped. He does capoeira, he can do backflips. He's a real athlete.
Says to his opponent, here is what I do, now you try and stop me.
Joseph Parker!
This is a great fight, but number one and number two fighting each other.
Oh, good shot from Parker, and by chin trouble, is he going to go down? He does!
Joseph Parker, former world champion, of course. Fast hands, good feet, decent engine on him.
There's a fight that I feel will give a lot of action. We're both going to come to fight.
He should be able to box the living daylights out of Joe Joyce.
Calling out Usyk next after I beat Joseph Parker.
This is heavyweight boxing at its best. It's not just two guys having a fight. There is a prize.
TalkSport's boxing commentator Spencer Oliver sat down with Joseph Parker and discussed how he nearly lost his passion for the sport.
Joe,
yo.
Interesting press conference there. And Andy Lee, your trainer, said don't read into anything that you've seen in the past. What did he mean by that?
What did he mean by that?
Well, you're going to tell me. You're going to give me it, Joe. Come on.
So listen, the fighter that I was in the past is a different fighter to what I am now.
Sure.
And there's a period in my boxing career where I fought and I enjoyed it and I loved it, but then I lost the passion. I lost it. I lost the love for it. Passion for the sport, but with this new change of training of Andy and being based here in the UK and having Tyson around and Tyson being very generous and very helpful in my career, I feel revived.
What difficulties do you or problems do you see Joe Joyce posing to you? Because you called him a one-trick pony up there.
Yeah. Comes forward, throws a lot of punches, takes a good punch, gives a good one back. But he's very deceptive, like his jab, but also his movement. A lot of people think, oh, he's not really that good on his feet, but there's a few fights that I've seen where he does move quite well for a big guy.
Yeah, I mean, Daniel Dubois said, actually, he said, yeah, he looks a little bit one-dimensional. He said, but that jab, you just don't read it. You don't see it coming. He said he's actually better than what he looks. Is that how you see that?
So even though if you watch fights, sometimes you think, oh, he's only... But we've studied him in a way that we're not underestimating him. We're not thinking that he's just a one-trick pony. There's a few things you can say here and there, whatever, yeah, but we know what we're up against. It's a great challenge.
Joe Joyce also gave his thoughts ahead of the fight and discussed what he feels his strengths are going into the ring.
Well, I've got a good underrated footwork and stuff, and my abilities, I think I'll try and, obviously you have to adjust in the fight. I have to see what he's got, like early rounds, and then he's a very tricky fighter. He is got quick hands and quick feet, as they say, but I've got great timing. So I'm gonna, and also underrated technical skills. So I've got a game plan, but obviously if I tell you that now, they'll be listening.
Now, this Saturday on TalkSport, we're also bringing you live and exclusive commentary of the WSL between Arsenal and Spurs, plus live commentary of the Super League Grand Final, where St Helens take on Leeds.
Header! Goal! Beth Mead! Brilliant!
Spurs have scored, and they could be on the way to their first ever victory in the North London Derby.
Gregory scores for Sheffield Wednesday. Hillsborough erupt.
Another ball across the face of goal. Folks! 2-0! Sam Vokes in off the post.
St Helens lead. Nagama down the right-hand side. Too big, too strong.
Bentley going in again. And that's a double for Bentley. And Leeds lead by 10 points to nil.
And Joyce is teeing off as Steve Gray steps in and stops it.
Yet another milestone occasion on a great sporting day across the TalkSport network.
Now, moving on, we look back at last night's Nations League fixture where Gareth Southgate's England took on Italy. Here's how it sounded, live and exclusive on TalkSport.
A much-needed chance to put June behind them and restore pride and belief ahead of 2022's real business. Here is a dangerous ball and left-footed shot which Pope has been able to beat away, diving to his right-hand side. High left-footed cross, swung in towards the far post where Scamacca's header is just, and I mean just, palmed away by Nick Pope. Approaching the midway stage of the second half, England still haven't scored a goal from open play in the Nations League. A ball over the top of Walker, brilliantly brought down by Raspadori on the edge of the penalty area. Opens up the angle, right-footed shot into the bottom right-hand corner. And Italy lead England by a goal to nil. 1 goal and 2 points in the first 5 games of the campaign. The last 20 games England have played with a back three, 10 wins, 7 defeats. And when they play with the back four over the last 23 games, it's 18 wins and 1 defeat. So 7 of England's last 8 defeats coming with a back three, and that'll be 8 in 9 if they can't find an equaliser in the next 20 minutes or so. DiMarco rifles it across the face of goal. It's come back up the post as Di Lorenzo slides it in the far post. Can't get a touch to turn it over the line. Back from Nonto down towards Talloy. England inches away from being 2-0 down. Spell the end of their time in League A of the Nations League.
Let's hear now from England manager Gareth Southgate, giving his views and thoughts and reaction after the game.
I think the performance was very close. I think we used the ball well up to the final third. We had more possession, we had more attempts on goal. But the decisive moments at the moment we're not dealing with in either box. And in the end, when you're playing top nations and there are a few chances in games, it's those critical moments that make the difference.
On now to last night's Sports Bar Weekender, where the fun boy Jason Cundy and the Lego man Darren Ambrose were talking all things England.
I have to say now that I think that we're looking at the beginning of the end of Gareth Southgate. It started back in the summer. Mm. Tonight's performance was... Everyone's saying it's better, and that wasn't difficult, right? It was, but I think we have to call a few things as they are right now.
Yep.
We are really going nowhere. These are players. Now, if this was in a Champions League game, let's say it was Liverpool, Man United, Chelsea, Arsenal in the Champions League, sorry about that, Spurs. no, but seriously, if this was, or even a Premier League game, right, and we saw that performance,
yep,
the rhetoric would be, he's lost the dressing room and they're not playing for the manager. That's the sort of performance I saw tonight.
Too negative. Uninspiring. I wrote these down. Uninspiring.
He must have said to me about 50 times. Uninspiring.
Uninspiring. Boring. Over 550 minutes of play without an open play goal. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Arsenal women head coach Jonas Iredale has been speaking ahead of their North London derby tomorrow against Spurs in the WSL. It's live and exclusive, I'll have you know, right here on TalkSport.
start 0-0. If you think that you are entitled to win, or if you are expected to win, then that result will stress you straight away, because you don't have the result that you want from the beginning. That's not the way to go about in a football game. You have to respect the opponent, you have to respect the game. It's 90 minutes plus at a time, and we have to be focused on the things that we need to be doing well, in defense, in offense, in the transitions, in the set pieces. That should be our objective, that's our duty. That's what we're here to do. And that doesn't matter what team we are playing against. If somebody else thinks we are a favorite or not favorite, should that impact the level that we have on our way of playing? I want us to be 100%. No matter the score, no matter the opponent, we need to be 100% in what we are doing.
Moving to yesterday's breakfast show now, England legend Stuart Pearce believes performances are vital for England ahead of the World Cup.
With the results and probably the atmosphere in the summer, I certainly think these two games have gathered a real importance. I think the performances our team put in over the next two games really important, maybe even more so than the result, but the result will be really important as well, I've got to say, you know. And I think for Gareth, he'll want good preparation and a good feel-good factor coming out of these games, ready for preparation for the summer.
And staying with breakfast, former Arsenal and England midfielder Ray Parlour expects England to reach a semi-final of the upcoming World Cup.
Of course, the pressure's on Gareth, because he got to the final of the Euros, look, nearly won the Euros, nearly. So straight away, the expectation goes up. Now, I'm expecting as an Englishman that England should get to at least probably a semi-final, because the group stages, I'm no disrespect to the other nations in the groups, Iran, Wales and USA, you should be getting through that pretty comfortably, Al. And then it's all a bit of luck and whether players are fit. But I expect England at least to get to a semi-final.
Now, Henry Winter, the Times chief football writer, told TalkSport he expects Marcus Rashford to go to the World Cup and mentions his hopes for Ben White.
Yeah, I mean, Rashford, there are one or two injury things. He's definitely coming back into form. I'd be very surprised if Rashford's not on the on the plane to Qatar, because he can play left, he can play right, he can play through the middle. Southgate's a huge fan of his. I thought, just in terms of that individual squad, I felt a bit sorry for Ben White, who you obviously know well, who's basically been playing right back for Arsenal and doing fantastically at right back. But before that, he was playing really well at centre-half as well. So, and it's difficult to see him breaking up that, you know, that Arsenal sort of collection of Saliba and Gabriel at centre-back at the moment. But he's doing a good job. So I felt a little bit sympathy for him. But then Gareth's got about eight right-backs in the squad at the moment anyway.
Former Arsenal striker Kevin Campbell also joined the breakfast show and hit back at Danny Mills over Ethan Nwaneri's comments and believes Wayne Rooney could have played at just 14 years of age.
I was captain at Everton and I'd come back from an ankle injury, and we were playing a non-league side, Southport, I think it was, and went to play the game, and this kid was playing, and I thought he was the coach's nephew on the coach. So we got on the pitch and he's warming up. Didn't think anything of it. I thought he's just doing a warm-up. Anyway, started playing, and the kid was absolutely unbelievable. And I said, how old is he? And they said he's 14. And I'm thinking to myself, this kid could come straight into train with the first team now and hold his own. And I got taken off on 65 minutes. And normally as an experienced player, you go in and have your shower. I stayed and I watched. They moved him from striker to left midfield, and by far was the best player on the pitch. And that lad was Wayne Rooney. And at 14, he could have easily came with the first team. Forward 2 years, Wayne Rooney finishes school. He then joins, bypasses all of the youth team, everything, and comes straight to train with the first team. And all the first team players' mouths are open. How good he was at 16.
Wow.
So I get it. Danny Mills could say whatever he wants to say. As far as I'm concerned, he don't know what he's talking about. When a kid's special, you've got to look after him and you've got to test him. We all got tested growing up. Danny Mills got tested when he's growing up. Part and parcel of it is being able to handle it.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Moving on to Jim White now. And Simon Jordan believes Gareth Southgate calling Ivan Toney up was just a token gesture.
I would really like to see Toney being given an opportunity to stake a claim for the World Cup squad. I really like him as a footballer. I like him as a fella in terms of the way he presents himself in the media. I think he's incredibly talented, and I think he'd give us a different option. Clearly, to me, this looks and feels like including Ivan Toney in the squad was a bit of a token gesture in terms of players that are popular at this moment in time, media clamouring for him to be in there, put him in there, but don't really have the intention of giving them a proper opportunity to stake a claim.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Monday at 4 o'clock alongside sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent, for the first Drive Time show of the week. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.